it doesn't. How sweet.
Stretch car.
Take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ with the news. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Please remember when you're walking in the rain. Someone loves you just the same.
upon a star. Montreal, a pleasant good afternoon to you on a fall day. We're here with you until 7 p.m. and we aim to please you. That's why we're here in the first place. Opened with some Mary Isaacs music. Some of them I wanted to play last week and to my friend who requested that I do play some of the music. I'm doing just that. So I opened with Someone Loves You. And that is with the late, great Dobby Dobson. Then she went on to Not My Baby. Oh, no, not my baby. And her brand new release, which is taking New York by storm, because, you know, she started out her career in a beautiful New York. And she goes back and forth, back and forth. And speaking of storm, I want to wish my goddaughter a happy, happy, happy 19th birthday. Heard you had a ball last night. I was watching a part of you doing your thing on the stage and introducing the various acts. Great job. That's Miss Stormy. Check her out tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. She will be on noontime, guys. Boom, boom time. All right, that means you have to check out Boom Boom Time, 4 p.m. tomorrow, and Noontime Cuts on Fridays. All right, two good shows. I have to confess, I'll be cutting back on the interviews this week, because last week, I'm not going to lie to you, I was dead tired. Folks, you have no idea what goes on here when you have to be doing everything. Controlling the Zoom is a pain in the butt. I ain't gonna lie. It's nice and you want people to see themselves and all that. But you have to control it. You have to know when to let, when you see people want to come in. And not all the time you're looking up there on the screen. So that, I have to find a way of working around it. I think I'll have to put a little screen in my lap or so I can see when people comes on. Because sometimes a lot of people are on and I just, it's only when I look up at the end of the thing, I say, whoa, they disappeared on me. So forgive me. I have to find a way. Drew used to work it, but Drew is a busy guy these days with the various functions that he's having. DJ Nicholas controls the music, so I can't be bugging him. So we'll see. We're going to work out something, right? So I was very tired last week. It took its toll on me, all right? It's a lot of work. Next week, I will be back with the Zoom. I'll be featuring a singer that I've known over the years that did his thing with Byron Lee as lead singer for many years. And you will hear another voice. If you remember the Stylistics, he will remind you of the Stylistics. His name is Mr. Barry Biggs, another one of the gems that you all don't hear about here in Montreal. You know, I would doubt if you could ask a DJ player Barry Biggs or a Mary Isaacs music. They were, who? You know, so next week you'll meet him, all right? That's another hidden gem coming from Jamaica. Okay. What time is it? It's 20 minutes to the... I have a gentleman that I spoke to last week that I want to talk to this week again. If you do have a request, this is a non-profit radio station, okay? And would you like me to read a flyer? Not every week the same flyer. You have to buy that time from the station. Don't wait till Saturday noon to call me on the phone. Hey, Stretch, I want you to read this to me. Because it's a lot of things I'm doing here. It may not sound like it, but it's a lot of things. All right? And then you send me the flyer, but you don't send me nothing after with it. All right. So, you know, to send me your stuff without any information, etc. It's tough. It's tough. I'm asking you, get out of the habit. You know you're going to have this thing 2 weeks ago. Send it to me Thursday or so. Not even Friday. Thursday. All right? I'm begging. And to those of you who ask me how much I charge, well, I'll tell you what. Go to cn.ca. Ask them I wouldn't do you that. But, you know, I don't charge to read a flyer. I don't charge for nothing to do with the radio station. I don't know if anybody else does, but it's not my interest. You can't pay me what I'm going to charge you if I'm charging you something for the radio station. So please, don't ask me that question. But I tell you what you can do. During the funding drive, donate to the station and say you're donating this on behalf of West Indian Rhythms. Whether it's $5, $10, $20, or even $100, you donate it to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. My management will be happy, all right? Last week, my computer was giving me no ends of horrors. But thanks to my young friends, DJ Nicholas and the Toughest, it's up and running. I just got to get used to the whole thing. When you're dealing with these young guys, you know, they put things on your computer and you say, oh my God, a whole night I'm sleeping worrying about it. So, CKUT 90.3 FM, we're here. We want to say hello to those of you in and around the world who are locked on to this station. I know we do have a lot of listeners in the various countries. Wish upon a star. You know, I told you next week we'll have Barry Biggs, and I'll play something for. If you like the stylistics, you're going to like this guy. And at 4:30, I'll be having a gentleman that I spoke to last week. His name is Vassal George Ogilvy. And two of those names are so familiar. Two of my good friends in Maypen with those names. Anyway, I'm just going to touch a little bit on Barry Biggs, just for you. This is Barry Biggs. He will be on with us next week, Saturday. All right. I just can't help You make my love come down. I don't know what happened there. It's your love has made me come down. I don't understand that type of language now, do I? You make my love come down. Barry Biggs. Ah, there we go. It's my guess I would say yes. Hello there.
Yes, sir. Mr. Stretch, good afternoon.
Mr.
How are you?
Not too bad, my friend. Thanks for being very punctual. I really appreciate that. In case folks you're wondering who is joining me, as I said, I wouldn't be doing any interviews this week, but I wanted to do this gentleman because he'll be doing his thing tonight. His name is Vassal O. Ogilvie. And Mr. Ogilvie is a licensed clinical social worker, lived and studied in Montreal, then he ran away unknown. I'm joking. No, he went.
You're a musician, you know. Baba was saying, so you can't run away from yourself, you know.
Exactly. You can't run away. Just joking, my brother. Lived and studied in Montreal until 1992. And now he hangs out in Poughkeepsie, a very beautiful area of New York State. I've had the pleasure of visiting there. Has over 30 years of experience in social work. And this is what I wanted to talk to him about, because there's a lot of young kids. Young, I say kids because I'm an old veteran. But a lot of young people who are having so much problems with the whole bead, the society that we live in. They seem to be having no ends of worries. And take, for example, this guy who killed 17 kids. Three jurors found him not guilty, and the reason because he suffered as a young man. So I don't know. Right. Somebody help me. As a social worker who have studied these things, help me understand what is happening, George. You don't mind me calling your name, George?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, clearly there is young people having a lot of challenges, and it's not only young people, to be honest with you. all of us are having challenges, and
yes.
including adults.
Yes.
We are having challenges because we're living in a new world order. Things are no longer the same 30 years as of today.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to adapt to what's going on, and we have to have good coping skills to sort of relate to what is facing us today. Of course, there's so much stress, so much anxiety, so much depression. All these things are happening. And if we do have the right tools, we can focus and we can do well and overcome some of these challenges, I call them. I don't even call them problems. I call them challenges in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's relationship issues as an adult, whether it's a child relationship with their parents, or just peer-to-peer relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How do we resolve these things without being destructive to self or others? So that's the challenge for all of us, eh?
You know, I want to ask you this question here because I am at times thinking along those lines. Is this a COVID situation? Is it a COVID lifestyle that we have gone into our little corners without wanting to come out anymore? Does it have anything to do with the COVID situation?
Well, not necessarily COVID has caught, because actually COVID somehow have changed the way we do things.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. You know, now we can do things through Zoom, through telehealth. We can speak to each other. We can reach someone in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we couldn't before. So a matter of fact, in some sense, COVID has opened up the information system in a different way where we can access resources that we didn't have. But COVID itself comes also with a challenge because there's a lot of isolation and stuff like that where, when, for example, children go into school and they are going and socialize with each other. Well, during COVID time, they stay home with their parents, right? And they can't go outside and they can't socialize. And if the parents are not sophisticated enough to help them to sort of work these media sophistication, such as go on the computer and get things done. A lot of our parents are not sophisticated like that. So some
right.
of the kids do got problems and they were not able to cope. You know, if you don't have computers, you don't have access to internet, or you can't really do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know in Jamaica that was one of the big problems, where some of the young people got left behind because the parents didn't have computers, didn't have laptops, didn't have internet. And so learning in school was a problem. So they were left behind. And those who had access to resources were doing much better than those who didn't at that point. So COVID did cause that kind of challenges, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where do we go from here? Because, at times I tend to worry a bit. I worry about my grandsons, 4 and 7. I worry about my daughter and her husband, although they're highly educated. But where do we go? There's a lot of other people which will remain nameless that I've seen that has sort of want to give up. You know, I can't cope with this no more. I'm not going anywhere. If I go here, it's this. If I go here, it's that. What do you do as a social worker, a person who has seen these things up close and understand it? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, as a clinician, you still have to encourage the young people, and you still have to let them know that there's still hope, right? In spite of all the challenges. As you said, a grandfather, and seeing all the challenges that these young people are having, you know, you have to encourage them and you have to let them know that, you know, if they are disciplined enough and if they are able to apply themselves appropriately, they'll be able to do well in whatever society and whatever challenges that they are coming up against, they're able to do well. Part of the thing that, which is important, the family and the parents being involved in children's lives. And when I say parents, I'm talking about mother and father being there for the children. It is a big part of the problem where a lot of the children are growing up and fathers are not around, and that is causing a lot of problem too.
Mm-hmm.
Where mom is having all the responsibility. First, mom has to be out there working, and then mom has to also be doing full-time parenting. That causes a lot of problems and a lot of issues in the family. So, you know, we as men have to get back into the time where we become real fathers, being active in the children's life, and so they have good role models to turn to.
Mm. I love
yeah,
that
I'm working,
term.
I'm actually looking at a study right now, a paper about the fatherless children, and I'm working on an article trying to see if I can put something together and have it published regarding that, the absence of fathers in the children's life, especially in the Caribbean community. And I know it happened here also in North America, but especially in the Jamaican community, men tend to just have children here, there, and not really involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I say involved, I mean, you get up in the morning, you take the kids to school. If he's sick, you take him to the doctor. If he has a problem, he can come and talk to you. You're there. He has access to you and mom at the same time. Children who have that opportunity usually do better than the child who don't have those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about the islands and all that. Explain to me, or maybe you can tell me, I don't know if you'd know, whatever happened to the village that grew the kids? Because I remember the first time I tried to smoke my cigarette, it was cabbage leaf wrapped up in paper. And the guy who was working with my father at the time, he slapped me in the back of my head and said, go home mm-hmm. and tell Lee Carr I slapped you and tell him why I slapped you. You know what I mean? Is there such a village happening anywhere in the world, or that doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, you said the village. Hillary have a book that said to take a village to raise a family.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when she was running, Hillary Clinton, when she was running for president, it was one of her a village.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that really mean? It take a village to raise a family, or raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is still a village, you know, in our community, especially in our Caribbean community. Part
right.
of the village would be the Jamaica Association is mm-hmm. a village.
Yes, yes.
You know, you it's a part of where you can get connect to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church is another part of that. So all of these institutions that we used to value, we still have to instill these things into the children. The community center, you know, these things, you know, the grandmother, the grandfather, the neighbor next door
mm-hmm.
who's looking out for your church. If we endorse all these things and work these things together, we can have that village. What we tend to do now is become more individualized in how we do things. You know, individualism is a big thing. You on your own, that kind of concept, thought process, you're on your own. And so, but there's so much going on. And one man, as you said, is not an island.
No.
Right, correctly. So we have to have people in our life. And we have, whether it's the neighbor, as you said, whether it's the bus driver, whether it's the guy down the street, you know, the teacher, the pastor, the scout master, whoever it may be, can play a role in developing your life socially, mentally, and also spiritually. Yeah.
Yes.
So we have to use everything at our disposal.
I'm just sort of worried because I've seen within the last month, it's teenagers who have been doing these mass shooting. In my growing up, I never heard of a young 17, 18, 19-year-old doing any kind of mass shooting. And now every time three cops just got shot, the guy was 19 years of age. I mean, I don't understand that. And I'm a parent
yes.
who doesn't understand what is happening. Help me here.
Right, right. The teenager who is very angry and frustrated about his life and blame everyone for his or her problem and resort to violence. A lot of time they do have access to guns that when we were growing up, we didn't have access to weapons like that.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, things are changing. The whole society is changing. They have access to guns, right? They are very angry because They have issues that they have not dealt with. Sometimes they do have serious mental illness. Sometimes they're psychotic. They have schizophrenic and that kind of stuff. And no one dealt with it in a very clinical way. And so they resort to violence. They have no coping skills. So the first thing they tend to do is to take out their anger on someone else. And you're right. You're right there. You're seeing it more frequently. Exactly right about that.
Mm. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, believe it or not, we all are trying to do something about it.
Great.
Because it's happening so frequently, you know, things are, and we have more exposure, media, internet, Instagram, Facebook, right? All
mm-hmm.
these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see these things more. When we were growing up, we didn't have access to
didn't
these
have
things. You know, things like, for example, you'll see a school fight and somebody will just take their phone and put it on Facebook. When we were growing up, we didn't have that. We had a school fight, though, but no one saw it, right?
No,
except
no.
Maybe someone in the playground saw it and then reported to the teacher or to the principal, then reported to your parents. And that's about it. Now we see it on internet. We
Facebook,
see it on Facebook,
everything, right. In case you,
right.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Mr. Vassal George Ogilvy. Two very familiar names to me that are from the... Do you know anybody from Mape and Clarendon?
Mape and Clarendon? Yeah, I don't think I have.
All right.
One from Mape and Clarendon. I know someone from Clarendon. Yeah, but Mape and I don't think so.
I won't stress your brain.
But the name Ogilvy is all over and in Jamaica here and there.
And Vassal, mm-hmm. Yes. And yes, as I was saying, in case you're just joining us, he's a licensed clinical social worker, lived and studied in Montreal until 1992, now in Poughkeepsie, has over 30 years of experience in social work. This is why I stretch his questioning him like a judge. He's also a similar field instructor for Fordham University, works with inner city youth here in Montreal tonight. Is it tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Tonight at we have in a Heroes Banquet.
A Heroes
at Ruby's Foods.
Ruby's Foods.
And hoping that you would be also be there tonight, if possible.
I'll try.
You coming out also?
Yes. I would love to, of course, sit and have a chat with you off air. Now, you know, Mr. Vassal, Mr. George, you have too many names, but I'll just say Vassal.
Yeah, Vassal,
yes.
George Ogilvy, yeah, Mr. Ogilvy, that's, yeah,
yes.
George, fine, yes.
Sir. My last, maybe one or two more questions to you is, you know, I live in an environment where... Last 2 weeks, I've seen two youngsters that I knew as kids. They lost their lives for one reason or another. I don't know because I don't follow up these things. I'm just depressed to know that these young men could, one day he ended up in a garbage can. You know, I mean, I can't grasp it, you know. So as an old guy, help me to... Tell senior citizens, let senior citizens know what they can expect in life or how should we grasp this whole situation? Because it's frightening to me.
Yes, it's difficult for all of us, especially the elders, because we did not grow up that way, you know. When we had a problem, we tend to try to resolve it talking to each other, seek out help from someone who are older than us,
mm-hmm.
and resolve it without resorting to violence.
Right.
As you know, we're living in a very violent society. You know, everything around us, the music, and it's just recently I think I've heard that the Jamaica Broadcasting Corporation is enacting some kind of management in managing the kind of airwaves, the kind of music that goes out. Because the young people are just sort of making music, and the kind of music they're putting out there, it's really something that they're having some concern about right now. So we all seem to be recognizing that we as adults have to take a stand and at least help the young people to try to shape their behavior. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I think they're trying to do is to say we can't play any more music that talks about scamming or gun violence, that kind of stuff on the airway. You can play it in your dance, but you're not going to be able to play it on the airway, which I think actually is a good idea. And
it's
I can remember when I was growing up, we never used to have those music playing on the radio.
Nothing like that. So, you know.
Exactly. So going back to that is probably a good idea. I don't know if it's too late, but, you know, nothing tried,
no,
nothing done.
It's not too late. And
but, yeah.
Honestly.
But, yeah, these kind of stuff we have to take seriously because we can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's going to change their behavior. It's going to influence their behavior. As you know, as a DJ who has been on the radio for so many, many years, you know that music is a very powerful tool that we can use to change society.
Changes society, you know. George, we have like a couple of minutes to go, but I would just like to, Mr. Vassal George Ogilvy, he is the founder and CEO of Hudson Valley Dynamic Counseling. It's located at 224 Church Street in Poughkeepsie. Now, tell me a little bit about the Hudson Valley Dynamic Counseling.
Yes, glad you asked. Yeah, that really, the Hudson Valley Dynamic Counseling has really been there, and it has helped a lot of people and young people and family. It also helps me also to help those who need help. So we work with families. We work with the couples. We work with domestic violence issues we deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We do the issues of court issues, family court issues. We do evaluation for the court, mental health evaluation. We do DWI assessment, people having issues with alcohol and drugs. I mean, it has been very helpful to the community. And being from the Caribbean also, and as you know, we have a vibrant Caribbean population in Poughkeepsie.
Is that right?
And they know that they have, they have a Jamaican population there. And but, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of my clients are more Caucasian than Black, you know. It's really interesting.
Interesting.
We have to educate our people about mental health a little bit more also because they somehow have a different idea about what mental health is.
Right.
And not able to access mental health. So we have to do a little bit better in educating our community in regards to mental health.
I'm glad
I have Caucasian client driving from Pennsylvania to come and see me, and I have
but that's
right
good.
In my office, and I have our own Jamaican client living in Poughkeepsie. They won't come and see me.
Well, you see, we still have that thing, boy. I mean, I want nobody to see me. I go to this place, and I go to this office, I go wherever, because whatever they're thinking, they're not thinking for the benefit of them, their good health, but what
correct.
Tom or Harry will say about what they're doing, you know. And I often wonder about that. I don't have that type of... I never did. If I'm sick, I'm going to go see my doctor. I don't care.
Correct, correct, correct. That's exactly how we have to look at it. If you're sick, you go to see your doctor.
Of course.
And don't even wait before you're sick. You need to go see your doctor every year and make sure you have a checkup.
But you know, the funny thing about this this thing is I overheard a conversation, two friends meeting in a supermarket, and one guy had on a mask, the other one didn't have on, and his friend said, "Hey," and he laughed. I won't call any names because people would know that who they are. "Ah, you're wearing the mask, well, you're a coward and thing." So the other guy said to him, "I wear the mask, so why are you wearing glasses?" He said, "Well, I'm wearing glasses because I needed to see." So his friend, the guy who taking his wearing his mask, he said, "Yeah, I'm wearing the mask because I need to see eventually." You know what I mean? And I'm saying to myself, look at these two grown men. Why criticize somebody? And we seem to do that a lot in our community. Do you notice things like that?
Yes, yes. We call it shaming, right? Mm-hmm. It's in psychology, we call it shaming. You see somebody doing the right thing, and instead of commenting and saying something positive, you shame them. That's okay. What you try to do, which is really, as you said, it's a very bad thing, because wearing a mask actually is a good thing, especially
sure
during COVID time.
Yeah.
Right? And so you should be encouraging the person. And if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it. Eh? That's what your mother used to tell you, right?
That's what I said to the guy after.
Our grandmother used to tell us,
yeah,
right?
Say,
so if you have nothing good to say, don't say it. But don't discourage the person from wearing their mask, because it's a good thing what he's doing. And he's taking his COVID shot and he's doing all the things that is necessary to keep him alive.
Yep.
And because of your own ignorance, you want to shame the person.
Yep.
That is really bad. Yeah, well, we do that a lot.
Yes.
And it's not only in our community, but it's a thing that people do all the time.
Mm.
Yeah. They live in a stage of denial, all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, we got to go, Mr. Vassal George Ogilvy. I like that in three names. We got to go.
All
but
right,
any famous last thing you would like to leave my listeners with?
All I have to say to my listeners is that don't give up the fight. Continue to talk to your children. Continue mm-hmm. to talk to your husband. Continue mm-hmm. to talk to your wife. Continue to talk to your friend and encourage them. And continue to do good, because that's really important. In spite of all the challenges that we have in this life, good will always overcome evil. And that's all we are trying to do. And that's what you try to do on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do in my office.
Yes, sir. I thank you very much. And I wish people will go out to listen some more tonight. You will be at the Ruby Foods. What time it starts?
It starts at 6 o'clock
six
tonight.
O'clock.
And
right.
It will, I think it ends at 9, I think, out there, and then they have a little party after. But the program is very, very interesting. We're going to be honoring some real great people in the community. And as you know, part of this is also honoring the late Mr. Noel Alexander.
Yes, sir.
Who has done so well for the community, has been a part of the Jamaica Association, the president for over 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking a little bit about him also and talk about some mental health issues while we go along and enjoy ourselves. And for the good cause of the Jamaica Association, they're doing it so they can continue to be visible in the community.
I thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much for inviting me, sir, and I'm looking forward to see you.
All right, my friend. You be good and take
Bye-bye.
Care. If you don't see me here, you're going to see me in Poughkeepsie, I promise you. All right?
So, either way, I will see you, right?
Yes, one of these days I'll turn up and we will say hi to each other. So I thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Stretch.
All
thank
right.
you so much for having me.
Bye-bye. For those of you who were joining, I just had an interest. I feel like talking to this guy all the evening. Mr. Vassal George Ogilvy. He's a BSW, MSW, LCSW, and he has so many degrees behind his name. I would be here reading all afternoon. By request, this goes out to George Sinclair. And he wants to send it out to his wife. They're celebrating 22 years of marriage. This was one of the songs that they danced to when they first met. Beautiful song by Mr. Teddy Prendergast. Let me take it back from the top and just shut up. Coming up, Soca Hour. Much love, much love, much love to you all. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. Hold me in your arms. Mwah.
Hold you and touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, make them my woman tonight.
There's something in your eyes I see.
Go. The sounds of Mr. Teddy Prendergast. You know, many years ago, I went with Names and Faces Band to Chicago at the University of Chicago. When we were there the Friday night at one of the Staples Singers Club, I can't remember his name, and we were coming out, and he was coming in, and like a groupie, I turned back, and them guys said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Just to see who that was." Sure, it was Teddy Prendergast. This before he had his big accident. Oh boy, what can I tell you? Anyway, it's now, wow, did we play any commercials? You have to play commercials, Stretch. Where? yeah. Somebody. I'm telling you, I love doing this program for the comments that people make. I'm just going to play this before I bother Nicholas, but you know, I need to play the commercials, and I'm not finding them. I'm so busy talking on the phone and have you. All right, here we go.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibody